Republicans introduce Wisconsin's Sporting Heritage Bill. State GOP lawmakers are offering Wisconsinites incentives to hunt, fish, and trap. Assembly Republican Jim Steinecke is the bill's author. He says new hunters could get discounts on licenses, and current hunters would get an incentive for their recruitment efforts.
It rewards sportsmen and women who bring new people to the sport with a credit towards their next DNR license purchase, which is extremely important to get people active in getting more people that are already in the sport, getting them active and bringing more people into the sport.
Among other things, there would be an adult-only hunter education class. High school students would earn half a credit for completing a hunting course, and there would be two free fishing weekends, including one for ice fishing. Senator Pam Galloway points to women.
A 2006 U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service study found that women make up only 10% of hunters. I'm hoping that by passing this legislation, a large number of Wisconsin women will be recruited into the sport.
The bill would establish an ongoing 15-member bipartisan sporting recruitment and retention task force. Representative Scott Suter says sportsmen make substantial contributions to the state, habitat protection, wildlife management, and the economy. He says, though, the sporting population is aging. More than twice as many hunters are leaving the sport than are taking it up. Hunting generates $1.4 billion annually to Wisconsin's economy. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.